Thank you for calling Health and Health.
Yes, ma'am. Could I have the, is this Penguin Book Writers?
Yep.
Could I have the compliant department, please?
May I have a name?
No, I do not have a name in the compliant department.
Okay, I need to have your name in order to get you connected with the right person.
Well, they called and left a number, but not a name.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Wilson had said the compliant department would be calling.
Okay, but that does not help me at all. I need to have your name in order to get you connected.
Oh, my name. I'm sorry. Yeah. Jonathan Cook. I'm sorry. I thought you met somebody in the compliant department.
No. It's okay. Let me do...
No. That's fine.
No problem. And let me get you connected. One moment, please. Thank you very much for being online. This is Jonathan.
Sure.
Hi,
Jonathan.
How are you?
I'm good.
My name is Samantha Hayes. I am the head of the compliance team. I believe we received a request in terms of the refund scenario. So what are the issues that you've been facing?
I guess I'm feeling uneasy about it. You know, I've been talking to some people. Maybe that's where I'm going wrong. But based on what I've heard, what I'm seeing, I feel uneasy about, you know, whether we're really on the right track and doing the right thing. So, you know, before we get too far down the road, I wanted to just say, well, I'm going to invoke clause number four of the contract and go from there.
Okay, Jonathan, I completely understand that when a project starts, you might feel uncomfortable or uneasy because of the progress. Sometimes it's slow-paced. But from what I can understand, the social media calendar that was sent to you, you were pretty much satisfied with that. And please understand that the marketing of your book hasn't started yet. So you have taken the 6 months marketing plan from my end, and when I talk about a marketing plan, a strategist is responsible behind this plan. That means they have worked on multiple books before. Sometimes it happens that you may not understand what is happening or why is it happening. For that, you need to ask a couple of questions to the project manager, you know, to better understand the process and why exactly we are doing these things. But from what I can tell so far, the pace is fine. The things, all the tools are getting ready for the marketing campaign to be initiated. So I still can't understand the uncomfort that you're feeling towards the project. What is the reason specifically? I believe that you received a call for the remaining payment. Is that the issue?
Several things. Number one, I was sort of led to believe Penguin Book Writers is connected in some way, subsidiary or some connection to Penguin Rand House. Random House, that's not true at all, is it?
No. We are an extended affiliation because we use the name Penguin. Understand that if we had no connection or no extension whatsoever, we could not have used the name Penguin. They would take our website down. They would not let us run in the market if that was the case. So understand that these are two separate entities, and both of them have a different target market or target audience. However, we are known to be the extended affiliation for Penguin. Reason why sometimes we get a lot of orders from Penguin itself referred back to us. See, when it comes to ghostwriting or ghost editing and marketing specifically, if it's not something that has to do with the traditional marketing, sometimes those orders are referred back to us. But we do not show any affiliation in regards to the two entities. So it's a little complicated thing, but know that we are a separate identity.
Okay. The contract is a pretty simple contract, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The contracts, you know, said that there would be weekly progress updates and that the following payments after the initial $1,300 down payment would be invoiced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that hadn't happened. Either one of those had not happened.
Okay. Weekly status report means that your project manager will be in communication with you. Within 24 to 48 hours or max 72 hours, you will receive some sort of updates from our end. The monthly report means that once the campaign is on, that means it's live, you know, on all the social media platforms, then by the end of the month, you're going to get the written statistics report in regards to the engagements or the followers, and, of course, in regards to the conversions as well, the number of people that have visited your social media pages. So that's what it refers to. In regards to the weekly status report, you are already getting that from your project manager, aren't you?
Well, no. I mean, we're getting some communication when he wants something done.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no. There
well,
is no weekly update. And, okay, that's let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you have customers that I could contact to talk about them that have gone through a marketing program with Penguin Book Writers that, you know, that are comfortable with doing it and have done it? Or
yeah,
is that proprietary information?
Well, we can go ahead and make that possible. If that is something that would satisfy you to move forward and, you know, get this done, that's not a problem at all. I can arrange a meeting or probably provide you with the contact details and then you can reach out to them in your own time. Would that make
sense? That would be great. If you could give me, you know, several individuals, authors who have gone through a marketing program with you
mm-hmm.
that I could reach out to and discuss a little bit. I want to get the project done.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that I'm getting something done. That's all. And,
yes.
You know, and maybe everything is absolutely above board, but the more people have talked to me, the more uncomfortable I become.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to get a comfort level that, yeah, go ahead and start making the payments and get it done appropriately.
I completely understand where you're coming from, Jonathan. And if you're skeptical, we will do our best to make sure that you don't get that feeling. And it's obvious when you get that certain feeling, you know, that doubt. So it becomes quite difficult to proceed further. From what I see at this point of time, Jonathan, I see that you're not really dissatisfied with the work. It's just that this uneasy.
Well, we haven't really done anything except for the social media calendar, and that looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, but I don't know how it's going to be used or anything like that. We don't have any social. But we don't have any social media platforms set up. You know, I'm one of the old generation that doesn't really get into all that. So all that stuff would have to be set up. So.
Okay. Well, I can look into your project again. From what I see, you know, I'm telling you this without having to do any additional investigation in this matter or the project. But if you look at phase one, there are three pointers there, which says research on demographics, optimization on platforms where the book is available, post-calendar, SEO initialization. Out of the four things, we are done with two of them. Now, phase one will begin. But you need to keep this in mind, that phase one begins in the first month of the marketing campaign when the campaign is put live. At this point of time, we haven't put your campaign live. It's just a month where we prepare all the tools and have the pages ready. Okay? So, for example, if you're receiving any work or any progress in terms of tools and the page creation and all of that, this is all done prior to putting the campaign live. So if you look at it that way, phase one, it's 50% completed. The things that are left is optimization on platforms where the book is available. That point is not catered to yet. SEO initialization, that is not done yet, merely because, as you mentioned, that the pages have not been set up yet. So that might be the reason why these two pointers have not been catered to yet. So I know that this is slow. See, you need to understand, this is not a day-night process. If it was, we wouldn't have given you 6 months marketing, to be very honest with you, Jonathan. Book marketing, it's an uncapped field, okay? There are a lot of things to do, and there's no stopping. Trust me, when I say that, sky is the limit. And there are a lot of people, I mean, you've taken a selective package, okay? It's customized for your specific needs according to the niche of your book or the target audience, right?
Right.
So what happens is that marketing is an uncapped field. People go up to having their books promoted on Times Square, on the big screens. They convert their books into a Hollywood screenplays. They turn it into a Netflix series. So there is tons of things that are to be done in terms of marketing when we speak about marketing a certain book. So we have to create some limitations and guidance in terms of your budget. Marketing is all about having the package or customized according to your budget specifically. And, of course, the results that are associated with that. We don't want to go for a package that is not result-oriented, right? Because we're not just doing this just for the sake of having the book marketed or just to create awareness. We are doing that to get some results, you know, in terms of the return on investment. That being said, the package that you have, it's a pretty simple and very precise package. It doesn't have anything additional in terms of, you know, the progress or the result-wise, result-oriented. It is very precise. We know exactly what we need to do in order to get a certain amount of return on investment back on your project. In regards to the installment plan, you already had a discussion and or with the initial representative, and it was $300 per month. So we're going to stick to that. If you got offended by the follow-up call, see, we have a finance department as well, the billing department, and they tend to follow up with customers in regards to that.
It's not that I you know, what bothered me is the young lady called and said, you know, you have $300 due. And I said, well, okay. It's only been like 28 days since I paid the $1,300. And she said, well, yeah, but it's due. And I said, okay, I'll make the payment. She said, well, I'll stay on the line until you make the payment.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I,
So you felt that
made me feel very uncomfortable. It's like, you know, get the payment. I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. First off, and I look back at the contract, and it said, well, that Penguin would invoice me, and then I'd make the payment. I don't have a problem with making the payment. It just felt like I was being hustled.
Yes, I understand. And that's the recovery department, Jonathan, and I'm sorry if they could not be, you know, polite in asking you for the
No, she
payment.
Wasn't. She wasn't impolite. She just was... I'll just, you know, make the payment right now. I'll stay on the line while you make it. like I was a deadbeat or something.
They are a little bit, they are a little bit, you know, unsympathetic when it comes to things like that. I apologize to you. Recovery people, you know, that's how they are. But I'll make sure that whoever follows up with you understands that there is a certain contract in place and there's a certain date. I believe it's the 5th of every month, right?
I don't know. It didn't say. It just says all it says is $300, nine payments of $300 each for the night, or $300 each for the nine following months. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no details.
Well, then let's make your life easier and fix a date, of course, according to your convenience. That way nobody will have to call you. You can automatically tell your project manager that, you know what, today I'm making the payment, and we can just proceed with that. That way you're not going to get any calls.
You've been very helpful, and I appreciate that. What is your name, please?
Samantha Hayes.
I'm sorry?
Samantha.
Samantha, okay.
Yeah.
Samantha, if you could email me two or three people that I could talk to, and I will do that today or tomorrow if I can get a hold of them, and then I will make the payment by the end of the week.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. See, Jonathan, again.
Sounds like a plan, and if I'm comfortable after talking to the people, now I'm talking about people with the marketing. Now, Samantha, the other thing is, just for your information, that if our relationship is good, you know, through this the marketing process, which this book has already been printed, it's, you know, it's out there on all the
publishing platforms,
distribution areas, you know, Amazon, every place else. If the relationship is good, I've got another book in the wings that has been a couple of places that are very eager to go ahead and publish it, and then I've got one in the works. So it could be a good long-term relationship if I get comfortable with you and you guys get comfortable with me.
Of course,
if that makes any sense to you at all.
Mm-hmm. Honestly speaking, Jonathan, it's not the amount that bothers me. You know, if you ask me to process the refund for you, I can do that right away. That's not a problem. See, it's not because of the amount I'm having this discussion with you. It's the long-term relationship that matters to us because, of course, you are an author, right? You'll be writing more books, and you will be, of course, marketing them. Since we are a one-stop shop, we would like to establish a healthy long-term relationship with you. And that's the only reason why I am actually insisting for you to, you know, give us a second chance or look into this matter because I would really want you to stick with the company and work with us, you know, on a longer run. And as you said, I will email you the details of three authors that have worked with us and are still working with us. And you can just go ahead and speak with them, and hopefully that will satisfy you. One more thing, what should I tell my customers, what exactly you'll be discussing with them? Can you give me
The only thing I'm going to discuss with your customers, I'm not going to badmouth Penguin. I'm not going to do anything like that whatsoever. I'm just going to say, I'm just going to say, hey, I'm thinking about a marketing program for a book that I already have published, and I've been talking to Penguin about this, and I just want to get your comments about your relationship with Penguin and how you, the process.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, all I want to know is what they think. They don't need to know what I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that, because it's very risky, Jonathan, having your customers
I
connect.
know, I know, I
Yeah,
know. Believe me, and
absolutely.
I would never say anything bad, period.
Yeah, of
I
course.
promise you that. All I'm
Jonathan?
going to do is just ask for their experience.
Right. Just between you and me, Jonathan, even if you have to say a swear word to me, just come back to me and say it to me, all right? Don't discuss that with the customers. This is something pretty basic. I think I can make that work for you, okay? So you can call them up, ask them for their experience with us in general, and of course, they'll be honest with you. And when you're done with that, you can get back to me and then we can have a detailed discussion. Sounds like a plan?
If I yes, sounds very good, Samantha. If I call back, just ask for you or if there are a number. I know you're in the compliant department.
Yes, you just call and ask for me. I'm pretty famous here. I'm the bad guy. So they will definitely connect you to me, okay? Just in
Okay.
case if somebody doesn't recognize, which is a very rare case, you just give them my extension, which is 606. Just write that down somewhere, okay?
606.
Yes.
Okay, Samantha. I
Bye-bye.
appreciate it, and I'll be looking forward to getting the email from you. And I'll, as soon as I'm comfortable, the $300 payments will come in, and we can set whatever date you want to set. I don't care about that.
Of course, me
I'm
too.
more just wanting to go get forward with it.
Likewise,
Okay?
Jonathan. It's not about the payments that I'm worried about. It's about you and your satisfaction that matters to me. Thank you so much for taking out the time and calling me today. Most likely by day end today, you're going to get the details via email. And once I do that, may I drop you a text message? Can I know if the number that I
Absolutely.
have on file, is this the good number to text you? It's 936-597-9238. Is that correct?
No, that's not a good number. That's a landline, unfortunately, and we're still old people here. But you can reach
Okay.
me at 936-672-9759. That's my cell.
Okay, so it's 936-672-95, sorry.
No, 9759.
Got it. Thank you so much. I'm
Okay.
going to drop you a text message because I will most likely not be available for another call today, but I will drop you a text message so you can review your email. Okay?
Okay, and you can do that or email it, either one.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much once again for your time, Jonathan, and I
Thank
shall get
you.
back to you very soon. Thank you.
Samantha, thank you.
All
I
right,
feel
see you.
better talking to you. Thank you.
I'm glad you said that. Thank you so much for that. You have yourself a
You're
wonderful
welcome.
day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.